no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
That name we were looking for, both Wayne and myself, was Loretta Lynch. It was back on June 27th of 2016 while the investigation was nearing completion. Then Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton had an unscheduled meeting while their planes were on the tarmac at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. So June 27, 2016, Loretta Lynch was the AG. Speaking of AGs, I want you to hear from Bill Barr, a former Trump attorney general, who is firmly in the belief that Trump is in serious legal jeopardy. This is cut number 4. Bill Barr yesterday on Fox.
What about this chief argument that comes up for the president's allies and his legal team that this should have been handled under the Presidential Records Act, not this Espionage Act charge and other federal statutes that were used here?
Well, it started out under the Presidential Records Act and the archives trying to retrieve documents that Trump had no right to have. But it quickly became clear that what the government was really worried about were these classified and very sensitive documents. I was shocked by the degree of sensitivity of these documents and how many there were, frankly. And so the government's agenda was to get those, protect those documents and get them out. And I think it was perfectly appropriate to do that. It was the right thing to do. And I think the counts under the Espionage Act that he willfully retained those documents are solid counts. Now, I do think we have to wait and see what the defense says and what proves to be true. But I do think that even half of what Andy McCarthy said, which is if even half of it is true, then he's toast. I mean, it's a very detailed indictment, and it's very, very damning. And this idea of presenting Trump as a victim here, a victim of a witch hunt, is ridiculous. Yes, he's been a victim in the past. Yes, his adversaries have obsessively pursued him with phony claims. And I've been at his side defending against them when he is a victim. But this is much different. He's not a victim here. He was totally wrong that he had the right to have those documents. Those documents are among the most sensitive secrets that the country has. They have to be in the custody of the archivist. He had no right to maintain them and retain them. And he kept them in a way at Mar-a-Lago that anyone who really cares about national security, their stomach would churn at it.
Bill Barr has turned on the former president in a big, big way. I want you to hear Britt Hume, though, because Britt Hume, his reaction to the Trump comments in Georgia on Saturday, I thought were really telling. Let's go to cut 5 real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before the break. Pat Casale, by the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. Britt Hume, though, was on with Shannon Bream yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Here it is.
Biden is trying to jail his leading political opponent, an opponent that's beating him by a lot in the polls, just like they do in Stalinist Russia or communist China.
Okay, so Britt, he clearly gets a short-term bump. He's running away with it in the polls. The last indictment helped in fundraising as well. Is there a limit to this for GOP primary voters, or will he coast to the nomination by saying, this is all proving my point that they're after me?
Well, Shannon, it's hard to know what the effect will be on GOP primary voters, but a significant plurality of them has stood by him through thick and thin and may well stand by him through this and be prepared to give him pluralities in primaries around the country against a split field of opponents, which means he could still get the nomination even in the face of these obviously serious charges. That's one side of it. The other side of it is simply this, that when he claims he's been treated unfairly, certainly he's been treated unequally in a number of instances. And the most conspicuous example of that is the Hillary Clinton case, in which there was clearly the grounds for a case. James Comey, who was the FBI chief at the time, said as much, but said that no prosecutor would bring the case. That's a case of prosecutorial discretion, which was exercised in her favor in a case with striking similarities to this one. So she doesn't get prosecuted. He does. So that's, and there are other instances, obviously, Biden and Pence and others who had classified documents, perhaps, who were not prosecuted. And you can make an argument that they were, you know, Trump was defiant with his and they were compliant about returning theirs. But in the end, the Hillary Clinton case sticks out like a sore thumb as a case of unequal treatment. And the Trump people will never, in my judgment, will never think this was a legitimate prosecution, no matter what.
Brett Hume, yesterday on Fox News Sunday. When we come back, somebody that's been to Mar-a-Lago has met with the president. We'll get his take on what is going down. That is Pat Casal, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And coming up on the bottom of the hour here at 2:30, and the conditions right now as we look at the traffic cams, see a lot of bunching as you enter the downtown corridor on Interstate 515 northbound, beginning at Eastern Avenue. You're really bunched up there. Some slow flows on Interstate 515 southbound of Tropicana. Those lane restrictions are contributing through there. More road work over there in as you head towards Henderson on the 515. Delays on Interstate 15 north between Sunset and Tropicana continue. Watch for an accident 15 southbound at Flamingo and crashes Rochester at Gowan and Eastern at Richmar.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Phillies beat the Dodgers 7-3 in Philadelphia. Nick Castellanos homered. Trey Turner had three hits. The Phillies have 7 wins in 8 games. Freddie Freeman and Jason Hayward homered for the Dodgers, who dropped 3.5 games behind first-place Arizona in the NL West race. The Angels pounded the Mariners 9-4 in Anaheim. Rookie Zach Neto had his first 2-homer game. Shohei Ohtani had 3 hits in the win. Griffin Canning won for the third time in 4 starts. He had 7 strikeouts. The A's beat the Brewers 8-6. Seth Brown and Brent Rooker hit back-to-back homers in the fourth. Oakland completed its first series sweep of the season. The Giants pounded the Cubs 13-3. Jock Peterson and Tyro Estrada, each with 2-run homers, each with 4 RBI. The Rockies beat the Padres 5-4 in Denver. Nolan Jones with the game-winning homer in the bottom of the ninth. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
N617. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member of...
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pat Casale, good guy, the owner of the MultiCare Group, health insurance brokers, and also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. He has been to Mar-a-Lago. He has had dinner with the former president. He's had the perfunctory pictures taken arm in arm with former President Trump. And I had a chance to visit with him earlier today, and I asked him if he believes Trump's worst legal challenge lies in the Florida indictments. Here's his reply.
Well, I mean, let me tell you right now what I know about law. The indictments mean nothing until discovery. Once the discovery is put together by his attorney, they can go through everything. I said this on the air the other day. Donald Trump's biggest problem is himself. He's a lawyer's nightmare because he doesn't shut up. He's a DA's gift because he keeps talking.
Well, let me ask you, and by the way, the president has just deplaned and is headed, I'm assuming, to Mar-a-Lago. We don't know that for sure. I've gone on record as saying the only thing that can stop this guy from becoming president is most probably the legal system and the legal jeopardy that he's in right now. How much trouble is he in?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I mean, I don't – first of all, I know he's got a lot of people that are – he's upset over the time. I mean, I listened to Bill Barr. I mean, he's upset Barr as well. Honestly, his lack of understanding of the political system is, I think, why they're going after him, because they're terrified of him and the fact that he'll do things what you and I would call a business-like. The state of Washington, or the political scope of Washington, is nothing of business. They're looking at how grab money. Everything's a money grab. And I think that's the problem. And Donald Trump causes them not to make the money they were making. That's why they love Joey, because Joey, all he does, he's Mr. Corrupt. I mean, you know, say what you want about Trump. He did a hell of a job. His policies worked. The world was a safer place. Right now, under Biden's administration, we're looking at possibility of war between Israel and Iran. You know, Taiwan might get invaded. You already know what's going on in the Ukraine. The question is, how much money is Joe getting paid for all these little incursions?
Yeah. You have been to Mar-a-Lago. You have,
yes, I have.
Visited with the former president. What is your sense of the man who, every time he wakes up, there is something new, some new revelation that is out there, and it's all coming after him? How does he keep doing this?
You know, that's probably the $90 million question. I don't know how he does it. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. I mean, you know, and these legal costs are going to be in the millions. Like, I bet you $20, $30 million.
That would not surprise me. And the fact is, and by the way, the president is leaving the airport, the Miami International Airport, in a motorcade. And it looks like a presidential motorcade because he is. Let me just ask you, though, as far as this former president and what happens now. The president will present himself tomorrow for arraignment. Obviously, they're not going to throw him in jail. But when do we get around to actually prosecuting this case or persecuting this case? Do you get a sense of how long it's going to take?
That's the greatest question of all, because you know what? This could actually get pushed out after the election of 24. It could take over a year. If that were the case, year and a half, sometimes it depends on how things go back and forth. What if they do this after the election? Let's say he wins the primary and then gets elected, right? He could pardon himself. So, there's a lot of things to look at here, right?
Has, and I haven't followed him exclusively, but is it possible that, that he could do that and get away with it?
That's legal. He could pardon himself. Absolutely.
A self-pardon. And I'm not a, I'm not a student of this deal, but has it ever been done before? I mean, back in the 1800s?
Oh, that's a good question. No, it hasn't been done before. The pardon of Nixon was by Ford. The problem with Nixon, though, you have to remember, it wasn't the Democrats that were going after Nixon. Okay, it was the Republicans that went after Nixon, which is why he, in turn, ended up resigning. They were like, you know, you got to go, buddy. So it's you know, there's nothing we can do here. And the interesting thing about this is none of the Republicans are going after Trump. It's a strictly a Democratic hit job. So when you look at this from the you know, the 100-foot purview, look down, all you see is how could you possibly be this selective? I mean, you know, I know people don't want to hear, well, what about Hillary? Well, Hillary actually damaged evidence. When you get subpoenaed to turn over evidence and you you destroy it, tampering with evidence is a felony. Federal felony in the case of the FBI, because if you and I were to speak with the FBI, the best advice I'll give you, I will not speak to you unless my attorney's present. Because you could say one thing wrong and end up doing jail time. That's a fact. So in this particular case, when the way things way everything's going out, how can you expedite a special counsel against Trump, yet it's 4.5 years under for Hunter? You gave a pass to Hillary. And then you got Biden. I mean, with the Biden, the day they popped us with the arraign or the indictment earlier in the day, we got evidence that you know Biden was you know was getting paid off. I mean, what's worse? And the only thing I can sit here and tell you is that I want to hear the audio. I mean, I listened to a lot of these counselors that were on TV. There's a few people that are totally in Trump's corner, think he's fine. You know, there's Barr, and then of course there's a few others that think, oh, you know, Trump's in trouble. I don't know what to think other than I got to see the discovery. Once the discovery comes out, you and I will be able to have a tremendous conversation what we believe is going to happen. Technically, these cases don't go to trial. It'll be interesting to see.
I'm fascinated by the prospect of a self-pardon. If you made that the centerpiece of the presidential race and said, if you want me to self-pardon, vote me in as president. That's an intriguing sort of prospect. We'll see if it actually happens and what the timing of all this will be. I want to bring you closer to home. We are in the midst of the closing midst of the 82nd Nevada legislature. And I've got to ask you, there have been a lot of people that have been critical of the governor, critical of the legislature, of particular legislators. You know, we've gone through 120 days plus, and now we're into overtime with the A Stadium project. What do you make of what's gone down over the last 120 plus days?
I think it's been a total nightmare. I thought the governor should have been a little stiffer. He should not relinquish any power. I wouldn't give the Democrats anything because they're not going to give the Republicans anything. I think it's his staff, their advisors, that are really giving me a problem. When I look at Ben Kieckhefer, I'm not impressed. I mean, he's actually been censured by the Republican Party. So I look at him and I'm like, you know, he's terrible. I think Joe's been misguided in a lot of areas. I think it's been a flop for his first term. And I'll tell you right now, if we don't elect some Republicans to help him next term, he may be a one-term governor. I hate to say that, but it could happen. Because I know, talking to a lot of Republicans that I've been talking to, they're not happy with everything up there. They're also very disappointed in everything he's been doing. They thought this was a perfect opportunity for him to, you know, to assert his power, and he becomes another Sandoval, rolls over. And, I mean, the state of Nevada, it's a problem. You know, how about a 20% pay raise for state employees? 20%? Are you out of your mind? And the Oakland A's, leave them in Oakland. We do not need a baseball team on the strip.
You and I are going to disagree about that one because I love Major League Baseball and the prospect of being able to see my Cardinals every other year in an A's stadium is kind of intriguing to
me. That's a great – you just opened up an intriguing argument, and it's not a bad one. It's a good one. You're never going to be – you're never going to go to see the A's play. You're going to go when the Cardinals come in every 2 years. I'm sorry, but if they play six games here every 2 years and you go to all six games, how many fans are just Cardinal fans are going to show? Baseball being 81 games on the Strip is never going to be the ticket, right? That's the problem ultimately. So what I see personally, we're not going to draw flies, Kevin.
Well, not with the product that they're putting out on the field now. But that doesn't mean that given a new stadium and new streams of revenue, that this franchise might not be better. I don't know. I mean,
aren't you you're a big Knights fan, correct?
Yes.
What's your number? Where are you from originally?
I'm from St. Louis, so I'm actually a Blues fan.
You're a Blues fan.
I'm a Blues
too,
fan.
You follow the Blues.
But I got to tell you, I've been following the Knights a lot down the stretch and in this run for the Stanley Cup.
Okay, now what makes the Knights so spectacular for Las Vegas? It's our team. They were an expansion team. They changed hockey. If we brought in an expansion baseball team, I might say, okay, fine. But you got Aviator Stadium that just opened. They can't draw flies there either. Big League Weekend, they do okay, but they don't draw 30, 40, 50,000 fans. So we're going to have a baseball, and then we're going to have a baseball stadium that's going to be center to the left. If you're looking towards the west, you have Raider, you have Allegiant Stadium, and to the right, you have T-Mobile. I mean, how many arenas do we need? I mean, I'm sorry, but tearing down the Treasure Island, excuse me, oh my God.
Tropicana
is not the way to go. I mean, maybe if they would have put it where the Rio is, that might have been a better move. But I mean, I think you should make the Tropicana a landmark, if anything.
There you have it. Good guy. We disagree from time to time, as we do on the Baseball Stadium Project. Pat Casale, the owner of the Multicare Group and the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Stay where you are. More to do. Coming up, a member of the Trump legal team speaks out. And this is pretty good stuff. You're going to want to stick around for this as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Synergy Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SynergyWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 725-227-8087. 725-227-8087. That's 725-227-8087. SynergyWeightLoss.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Join the Vegas Chamber today. Being a member of the Vegas Chamber sends a powerful message of credibility and that your business is connected to a larger community of organizations dedicated to ensuring Nevada is a great place to live, work, and do business. Joining the Vegas Chamber and becoming part of the largest business organization in Nevada has never been easier. Grow your business within your budget. Visit VegasChamber.com and join today. Sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Alina Haba is a Trump attorney in South Florida. She was on Fox News Sunday and talked with Shannon Bream about the Trump mood, if you will, in the aftermath of these federal indictments, in particular, what's going on down in Florida. This was Alina Haba yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
I know you've been with the president. What is his mood? I mean, a conviction here on any number or multiple of these charges could be decades in jail. Has that sunk in?
No, I don't think he's thinking of it that way. And I don't really think that's a realistic way to think about this case. He's done nothing wrong. He said that. This is completely politically motivated. It's election interference at its best by a political opponent. So to, you know, his credit, and the world should understand, an indictment is a one-sided document. He has a defense. The defense is real. He had the Presidential Records Act, which only he has in play. Hillary Clinton didn't have that. Biden didn't have that. And we'll put that defense on. The team he's going to have will be strong and knows exactly what they're doing.
Is he going to press for that speedy trial? I mean, that's generally understood to be something to benefit the defendant. Or would he rather push this past the 24 election, which seems like a more likely time frame for this kind of federal case?
You know, that's a strategy question that I really can't answer. That would be internal discussions that I have with my client. But we'll make that determination very soon. And he'll make that public when it's time.
Any chance that he would take a plea deal, especially if there is, you know, he's got the state indictment in New York. He is facing another potential federal indictment on January 6th charges. You've got the Georgia special grand jury. Those indictments, if there are any, could come in August. Is there any thought of the president's mind? You plea some of this away. You got to focus on the campaign, which is in itself an exhausting, very consuming process.
No, I could never imagine. I know I would never advise that, especially when he's not done anything wrong. You take a plea deal to make something go away. That's an admission of guilt. He would never admit guilt. Because there was nothing wrong with declassifying documents, taking documents with you, negotiating with NARA. The only thing that was wrong was the raid on his home and the complete dual-tier system of justice that we're seeing here when the Biden family is being treated completely differently than the Trump family. So to plea is exactly what they would want, right? I mean, this is very simple. We saw Rachel Maddow say it on MSNBC or MSDNC, as he calls it. You know, maybe he would just say, I won't run for office and plea out that way. No way. It makes no sense. You plea when you've done something wrong or when you have no shot.
Yeah.
We have strong defenses.
Alina Hobbit, a Trump attorney. She is not working on this particular case, but is in touch with the president on a pretty much a daily basis. Stay where you are. More to do. We'll take a look ahead to Game 5. Game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.